Good morning to you. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. Paul Turoski on Radio Lion, Radio Lensbrunn, 406 meters medium wave. As Stevie Wonder, I ain't going to stand for it. No, no. Hey, it's going to be a scorcher of a day. Come on, wake up happy this morning. You got some good results to look forward to. I ain't going to stand for it. No, no. Hey, this sounds like my favorite band, as you probably know by now. You get a dollop of Fleetwood Mac nearly every morning, don't you? Here's Brennanin.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac at 15 minutes past 7 o'clock. Radio Leinster, good morning on this rather nice Friday morning. It's 15 minutes past 7, as I say. This is Paul Vincent. You're all welcome along. I want to tell you about the Alternative Ireland Directory. I told you about this the other morning, just in case you've forgotten to do anything about it. There's a group of young people previously associated with the Mustard Seed Directory. You may have remembered that. And they're in the process of compiling a new Alternative Ireland Directory to help in their work. They'd like to hear from groups or individuals who are active or wish to be active in alternative lifestyles like organic farming, whole foods, alternative energy, crafts, co-ops, etc., that kind of thing. If you're involved in that sort of life and you'd like to the following information for the directory, then send your name and address and the activities you're involved in, the skills or facilities you wish to share or which you'd like to acquire, and the organisers hope to compile a comprehensive directory of alternative living in Ireland. For further information, send a stamped addressed envelope to Alternative Ireland Directory, 221 Sutton Park, Dublin 13. That's 221 Sutton Park in Dublin 13. Or telephone 322547. 322547. The project is voluntary and the costs are to be kept as low as possible. The organiser welcome any donations as well. There you are, 221 Sutton Park, Dublin 13. The Alternative Ireland Directory. Sounds like a good idea.
Rick Von Schmidt.
It's Bobby Dylan, and let me go down with you, honey.
Rick's a blues guitar player. I met him one day in the green pastures of Harvard University.
And that was Bobby talking about the guy that wrote the song. His name is Von Schmidt.
Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Well, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down. Come home with you, baby. Can I come home with you? Yes, I'd do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me come home with you. Baby, let me follow you down. Baby, let me follow you down. Till I do anything in this God Almighty world if you just let me follow you down.
Thank you, Bobby, and Just Let Me Follow You Down from the album. Which one? From just the Bob Dylan album. Nice one, too. It's 18 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock, and if I could be smart enough to drop the needle down on the right track here, I could play a song from the Beatles from back in 1965. Significance for that today, because in 65, the Beatles were awarded their OBE.
All my troubles seem so far away.
Not that I'm impressed with OBEs, but I was impressed with the Beatles in those times. There we are. Yesterday, the big day.
Oh, I believe in yesterday. I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday. I said something wrong. yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believed in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know. She wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday. Such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yes, in 1965, what's that? 16 years ago, maybe 17 years ago, 65 from 81 leaves 16, is that right? I think it is, yes. And the Beatles were awarded their MBE, did I say OBE, Oboe, MBE, members of the British Empire, is that it? Yes. Well, anyway, right, of course they were British, so they were English, they were born in England, they had every right to be members of the British Empire, I suppose. All right, not that I'd like to be a member of the British Empire myself or anything, but there you are, they were awarded MBEs, and that song was from 1965, and later in the program I'd play another song from 65, and the Beatles. Now, what are we talking about, sorry? It's 22 minutes past 7 o'clock, that's the time. This is Radio Leinster on 406 metres on the medium wave, in case you're wondering where you're listening to this time of the morning, but it's a nice, bright morning, and we're broadcasting from the side of the Dublin Mountains, and up here the crickets are singing, birds are flying, and they're all flapping their wings happily. And remains to be seen later on in the day how happy all the supporters of the various parties and independents and so forth will be at the results of the election. Yes, on yesterday's program, I have to say at the end that I was going out to vote Peter Foyle. And I don't know how they did, but I'm sure the Fine Gael supporters will be wondering how their party did also. I was afraid that there wouldn't be any more dancing in the street. And you know that, of course, that's leading me into a song, don't you? So here we are, is Maria Muldaur from the album Open Your Eyes and No More Dancing in the Street. I wonder under which circumstances this would have happened. What do you mean they don't dance in the street anyway?
They try to arrest my friend. Well, they put him on ice now twice, but he's back again. Well, he did that dance in Harlem, all across the USA. From the Tap and Dee to the Golden Gate, he was an animal all the way. But now there's no more dancing.
Animal Duo from the album Open Your Eyes and No More Dancing in the Streets. 26 and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Chine on Armour and Radio Line, 406 metres medium wave. This is Paul Vincent and good morning to you on a beautiful Friday morning. In the Irish Independent this morning, the headlines, Women Hold Key to Doyle. By Chris Glennon, the political correspondent, who says that Ireland's women voters may tilt the balance of power in the next Doyle. Party officials are convinced that they could swing the outcome of the general election after their huge turnout at the polling booths yesterday. As voting centres in the 41 constituencies closed down last night, party workers reported that the number of women who voted had risen dramatically over the last election. Unofficial estimates indicated that up to 77% of the electorate went to the polls, and the high turnout of women has given Fine Gael confidence that when the counting, which begins at 9 a.m, is finished, the country will have a change of government. Cash payments to the country's 400,000 stay-at-home wives formed the centrepiece of the Fine Gael election strategy, and the party now feels that it has won enough of the female votes to take it into power. The main thrust of the heavy voting by women was in Dublin and Cork, but experts estimated last night that up to 68% of the young first-time voters turned out. But despite the high overall turnout, party chiefs last night demanded a post-election inquiry into claims that mistakes in drawing up the register of voters wiped thousands of names off the list. Fianna Fáil officials claimed that in some cases, whole streets were left off the voting registers, and that many people who arrived to vote at booths were turned away because their names were not included in official lists. Fine Gael, a Labour spokesman, agreed that thousands had been denied the chance to vote. Local authorities have the responsibility for compiling registers, and each voter is also regularly advised through media advertising to check that they are included. So said Fine Gael's spokesman. Well now, here you are. We'll see what the other papers have to say later in the programme. It's 28 minutes past 7 o'clock. Chine on Arm, that's the time. And this is Elvis Presley.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood, and I don't have a wooden heart. Muss ich denn, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Muss ich denn, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, sei mir wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a word.
Thank you, Elvis, and Wooden Hearts, half past seven, that's the time. Radio Leinster is your station, broadcasting from the side of the mountain, and good morning to you. Now, the Irish Press and their leader, by Michael Mills, the Irish Press political correspondent, say voters turned out in strength through the polls yesterday, and it was estimated when the booths closed last night that more than three quarters of the people on the register had cast their votes. This compares very favourably with the polls of just above 76% returned at the last three general elections, especially in the light of the persistent rain which fell throughout the day. All the parties read hopeful signs in the high poll last night. The checking and counting of votes will start at 9 a.m. this morning, and by tonight the country may know whether the Taoiseach, Mr. Haughey, will continue in office, or whether the Fine Gael leader, Dr. Fitzgerald, could become the new Taoiseach. a close contest for the 165 seats in the new Dáil. The Ceann Comhairle, Mr. Pádraig Faulkner, is deemed to be automatically re-elected in Louth. Could delay a final result until tomorrow. That's the close contest could delay the result until tomorrow. The 22nd Dáil meets for the first time on June the 29th. Most of the opinion polls for the last 2 weeks have been predicting a tight finish, with the real possibility of a number of independent deputies holding the balance of power. Fianna Fáil are predicting 86 seats for the party on the basis of reports from the 41 constituencies at the close of the campaign. The party needs 84 seats, including the Ceann Comhairle, for an overall majority. Below that figure, the support or even the abstention of independents might have to be relied upon to secure Mr. Hawley's re-election as Taoiseach. That doesn't say an awful lot. I think the Irish press are perhaps wondering themselves at this moment, not saying anything at all about it. That's a lot of waffle we have there. Two of Dublin's biggest bookies have made Fianna Fáil favourites to win the general election. Betting closed with Kenny O'Reilly yesterday evening at 8-11 for Fianna Fáil and 11-10 for the Coalition. Sean Graham made it 4-5 Fianna Fáil and even money on a Coalition. Graham also quoted 6-4 for an overall Fianna Fáil majority. At Hackett's, the betting closed at 4-5 on both Fianna Fáil and Coalition government. Mr. Donal O'Callaghan of Graham said that business generated by the election had been phenomenal, and the firm is also offering individual betting options on the performance of each party and the 30 candidates in marginal constituencies. Well, there you are. Fianna Fáil were favourites at the close of play. At the close of play with the bookies, let's see how it works out today. It's going to be a very exciting day indeed. And it's 27 minutes to 8 o'clock. I'm going to take a little breaky wakey here, come back for Dolly Parton. And here it comes again.
At all Rigador branches, see the new range of Princess Coordinates, an exclusive collection of quality wallpapers and coordinating fabrics in pure cotton, patterned on both sides. As an introduction to coordinates, Rigadors have dropped the list price to £3.50 a roll and fabrics to £3.95 per metre, with branches at Capel Street, Thomas Street, Dunleary, Dundrum, Crumlin, Bray, Finglas and Blanchardstown.
In Rigador, the founders own the branch nearby.
Dublin's longest established paint and wallpaper supplier.
Calling all ladies in the Clondalkin and surrounding areas. Justin Boutique, Clondalkin Town Centre beside Healy's Pub, have a vast range of fashions to suit all tastes. With clothes by Ken David, Jerry Hosey, Michael H, Qantas, Libra Design, King Jean and many, many more. So for all you fashion conscious ladies, it has to be Justin Boutique, Clondalkin Town Centre.
Twenty-six minutes to 8 o'clock, Radio Leinster, good morning, Dolly Parton.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get myself together. You walk right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again, just when I'm about to make it work without you.
Now, here we go again. Here, Dolly Parton, and here you come again. Thank you very much indeed, Dolly. It's 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. Radio Leinster, good morning to you. Play a nice bit of music now from Vivaldi, the world of Vivaldi, the concerto in G major for strings, alla rustica, the Lucerne Festival strings, conducted by Rudolf Baumgartner. And the concerto is very light in character, I'm told, and little charged with meaning, at least as far as the quick movements are concerned. If you watch the opening presto in 9/8 time, maintains from beginning to end its bounding rhythm and equal quavers played by the two violin parts, while the violas and the basses are content to mark time in dotted crotchets. Only for a short time do the violas become more lively to sustain the quaver rhythm during the few bars in which the first violins play sustained notes. The central, very short adagio of 16 bars consists of 8 homophonic cadences, vigorously rhythmical, and which lead to a final allegro in 2/3 time in the character of a village dance. So here we are, the concerto in G major for strings alla rustica and the Lucerne Festival strings. Thank you. Thank you, Vivaldi. He wrote that bit, Concerto in G Major for strings, Alla Rustica, and the Lucerne Festival strings. Thank you. It's 18 minutes to 8 o'clock. That's the time. I thought, I could have sworn I said it was 18 minutes to 8 o'clock last time. Perhaps it was 23 too. Anyway, it's 18 minutes to 8 o'clock now, and that's for sure. And yesterday, it tells me that the papers here that voters made their way to the polls in Dublin on what the Met Office described as a completely miserable day, during which over half an inch of rain fell in the city. There you are, half an inch, that's what it was. Dublin had a very mucky day with lots of rain, low clouds, extensive hill fog, and poor visibility generally, said the Met Office. The weather was not so bad elsewhere. In the extreme north and parts of the west of Ireland, it was quite a pleasant day with sunny intervals. South of a line from Dublin to Galway, however, it was dull. South of a line, it was dull with rain and drizzle affecting most areas, especially on the east coast where we are, of course. Today, the Met Office, however, say it will be far better. We will see a vast improvement with sunny intervals and light winds. Generally, it will be pleasant. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Met Office. Thank you for that. And the EEC Commission has ruled out a suggestion by the Fianna Fáil member of the European Parliament, Mr. Paddy Lawler, that it designate an annual European Sports Day. Goody, goody, goody. And no, I mean, golly, golly, golly. Talking of sports, by the way, I think you should have a chap in today on Gordon's programme from the Ballantyre Community Association, and they should be telling you about all the goodies that are happening in Ballantyre. In fact, the festivities started last night, I do believe, with the disco and all kinds of things, and there'll be a sports day and Saturday and Sunday and gymnastics, and Ballantyre are expecting the majorettes from all over the country. They'll be in town, of course, the weekend for the National Children's Day on Sunday, but Ballantyre have cajole them into coming out in the Dundrum Ballantyre area on Saturday and Sunday, and we'll tell you all about that later on today and tomorrow as well here on Radio Leinster, because of course Ballantyre is not very far down the mountain from us here at Radio Leinster, and Gordon should have someone in with him today around 11 o'clock from the Ballantyre area to tell you more about all the festivities and everything else happening down there. There you are. Now, track three on side two of Your World and My World by Albert Hammond, and Take Me Sailing. Please do, if it's going to be such a lovely day in Dublin Bay. 15 to 8, Sinead on Armour, Radio Lyme, and this is Paul Vincent. Good morning.
Leaving tomorrow to find a new place, I'll let you know when to come. I'm turning my back on the same old routine, always a race to be run. I'm leaving behind me a world full of cares, a world that can never be won. I'm going sailing across the water to find an island in the sun. I'll be waiting to take you sailing. There's grass in the meadow and wind in the trees. It may seem like nothing to some, but there's no better place in the world you will see, where love has already begun. I'm going to build us a house of our own. I'll let you know when it's done. From every window you'll see the water, and every morning you'll see the sun. I'll be waiting to take you safe. Watch the rainbows that fall to the sea. Come watch the sails as they run. The love that is ours forever will be, forever and never undone. Come watch the clouds turning pink in the sky, the stars coming out one by one. Come watch the moonlight upon the water, hold me till the rising sun. Then take me sailing, take me sailing, take me sailing.
Thank you, Take Me Sailing, Albert Hammond, very sweet indeed. That song's written by Albert Hammond with the help of W. Waldman. Oh, W., good morning, W. Waldman, how are you? 13 minutes to 8, Sinead and Arm, that's the time. Radio Leinster, good morning. Noel Smith tells us in the Independent, I think. Is that the Independent? Yes, thank you. That's the Independent. Four of the oldest people in Ireland cast off the rain sudden election day blues when they went to cast their votes yesterday. And who are these four old people? Well, John Joe Cleary is 106, and he's a patient at St. Patrick's Hospital in Cashel. He took a morning snooze and a bracing bottle of Guinness before pretty nurses took him by wheelchair to a booth at the hospital. Am I saying booth correctly, or should it be booth? I think it should be booth. Anyway, John Joe was keeping his preferences a close, guarded secret. They're down there on the paper in the box, he ventured. And out in West Clare, retired farmer Pat McMahon, who's 102 and has a right to be retired, I suppose, he's 102 next August, arrived at the booth at Cranny's new national school, accompanied by his family and the Minister of State, Brendan Daly. He's livelier than myself, laughed Mr. Daly, as the sprightly Pat walked unaided to the booth. Pat recalls his grandmother once telling him of the famine days when people would come by the house begging for skins or any kind of crumbs. They were that kind of luxury. Pat returned to Ireland in 1911 after 8 years in America, where he worked 10 hours a day for $12 a week and paid $5 of that for his board. He does not want to see Ireland's youngsters getting cynical or apathetic about their country. He says casting a vote for our parties is a vote for democracy, and that's what counts. And in Donegal, 104-year-old Mrs. Mary Collins from Beaugh, or B-E-A-U-G-H, Beaugh, in Mallon, was out early to vote in Temple Moyle to maintain her record of voting in every election since the foundation of the state. Sporting a Fianna Fáil badge on her lapel, she smiled when asked where her first preference went. Brothers Peter Hart, who's 100, and James Hart, who's 91, of Ballyconnell, in Clockfoley in County Sligo, were the oldest voters in Sligo Leitrim. And they were less committal when pressed for their preferences. Well, now, there was a big turnout of women voters, but we had that, thank you. The women voters reported to have turned out in large numbers throughout the country yesterday. So said party spokesmen in Longford, Limerick, Cork and Dublin. Record pollings had been evident at various centres, and young voters went to the polling booths in big numbers late in the evening, and last night the average poll was at 77%. Yes, we found that. Out polling ourselves rather late last night as well, after a hard day's work down the Dundrum area. And hello to all those people that gave me a rough time. And hello to all those people that didn't give me a rough time as well. The pound moved only fractionally against the dollar and sterling yesterday, just changing the subject a little. Losing against the dollar and gaining against sterling, while the remaining in the second slot from the bottom above the Belgian franc within the EMS. Did you understand that? The pound moved only fractionally against the dollar and sterling yesterday. That's what it is. The pound moved only fractionally against the dollar and sterling yesterday, losing against the dollar and gaining against sterling, while remaining in the second slot from the bottom above the Belgian franc within the EMS. That's what it is. Against the dollar, the pound opened at 1.5230, rising to 1.53, and then slipped down to close at 1.5240. Against sterling, the pound opened at 77.70. rising to 78.23, up to 30, before closing at 78.15. There you are. And that's the Irish Times, and I was wondering why they were calling the Irish pound the pound, because they've been calling it the punt. Perhaps they think the new government's going to start calling it the pound again. We call it the pound, if you like. That's the Irish pound. And in Irish, of course, it's on punt. Sure, Sinead. Now, we've got a song. This is Barbara Dixon, the title track from the album You Know It's Me, and the song's called It's New and Known As Me, because that's the title track, that's what it said. Barbara Dixon, good morning to you at 8:30 to 8 o'clock with Radio Leinster in Fáilte Ró.